Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning. How is everybody?
She's wearing her Grinchy shirt.
I am. I'm wearing the Grinch. You know, he turned out to be a good guy in the end. So
I tried to be a good guy.
Yeah.
Just wasn't. Anyway, we're so glad to be with you today. We're talking about the characters of Christmas here on PM and the AM.
The stories of Christmas.
The stories of Christmas.
Talking about the backstories of all the different people that are tied into.
Let's talk a little bit about Joseph today.
Okay.
Actually, no, let's don't. Let's see here. We had talked about and thought about the song, Mary, Did You Know?
That's right.
And
Did you know Mary? Or no. Did Mary know?
Well, here's the thing. The lyrics of the song were really great. It says, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? You know, and he did, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He is the Son of God. And he was 100% man. Now, here's the thing that people can't accept. Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. The Bible says he laid aside his deity and glory in Philippians chapter 2. All right. And put on the form of man. So he came down mm-hmm. in the flesh.
And, you know, that was a choice he made.
Yeah.
It was a choice he made to follow the will of his father to do that. He had it made. He was up there in heaven, you know, in glory. And he chose to come down and live as a normal person.
Yeah.
And to go through the temptations that humans go through, to go through knowing that there was going to be persecution. And yet he chose to do
that.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Right. Praise God. And thank God he did. And then we find in Matthew, I think it's Matthew chapter 1, because the next part of the song says, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Mm-hmm. And we find that in Matthew 1:21, she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, mm-hmm. which literally means Yahweh saves, for he shall save his people from their sins. Very, very powerful. Jesus is the Savior of the world. He is the Messiah. He's come once. He's coming again. The Jews missed him the first time because of their hard-heartedness. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us are going to miss him the second time because of hard-heartedness.
Right.
And so this is important. This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mm-hmm. What a lyric. The very baby that you're saving is the one that's going to save you from your sin.
The one that you're birthing.
Yeah, the one that you're giving birth to.
The baby that you're actually going to birth is the man who is going to save you later. I think that's pretty profound.
And then, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind? John chapter 9, mm-hmm. man that was born blind. They said, why is this man blind? Was it because of his sin or his parents' sin? Jesus said, neither, but that you might see the glory of God. Now, listen to me. The reason he said that was because only God could, the rabbinicals taught that only God could heal a blind man born blind from birth. It would be a sign. They taught that it would be a sign that he is Messiah. Mm-hmm. And Jesus did it. They paid no attention
to
it.
But, you know, we have to understand, too, that Jesus is still doing this. He's still the healer. I mean, healings are going on now. A lot of people want to say, healings went away, you know, with the apostles. Why? If it's part of the promise, if it's part of the new covenant, it's part of what he did. And Jesus modeled on earth how we believers were supposed to move forward in ministry. So if he was healing people, then he's expecting that as well. I mean, God heals, but I'm saying lay hands on people, pray for healing. And, you know, you've seen a lot of that mostly in the other countries that we go to because they're more desperate. They don't have the money to go to doctors. They don't even have access to doctors and hospitals. The last trip you went on, there was a woman who got her sight back. Another woman got her hearing back. You tell stories about the young man who was not in the crusade, sitting there watching a booth, watching a soccer game, drinking a beer. And when you prayed for the sick, his eye popped and the sight came back and he and his friends came and got saved. Guys, healing is still going on today because it's part of the new covenant, part of the promise.
And then he says in the song that he would calm the storms. And that's certainly true. Jesus calms the storm. He was in the boat with the disciples. He was sound asleep in the back, the wind and the waves. They went and woke him up, said, Master, do you not care that we're about to go under? And Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves and the storms calmed. And listen, he will do that in your life. Mm-hmm. He'll bring you through. What he brings you to, he brings you through. And you got to remember that. And so he's been a storm calmer all along.
That's right.
And I love this one verse, though. He's walked where angels trod. And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. To me, that's the greatest lie.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. When she kissed her baby every day, she held her baby. She was looking directly into the face of God, into the face of the Father, because Jesus was an exact replica of the Father. What a powerful thing. And that's why you and I need to live our lives like we do, so that we can become an exact replica of Jesus.
Right.
We're to reflect his life, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful song. And it is a, I mean, think about it. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. He touched the casket and the young boy came out of the casket. Lazarus came out of the grave. Mm-hmm. The lame will leap. I mean, these things happen. The dumb will speak. And so Mary, did you know?
That's good.
Well, you know, here's something about Mary. Maybe you can find this for us in Matt and Luke, where Mary, it said that when the angel talked to her, she considered, she thought on these things. Mm-hmm. She thought about them. She pondered in her heart.
Right, right.
Mary would think about these things. She would consider what she's just heard, what she's just seen. And she would think on these things. And that's why at the wedding of Cana, when they came to her and said, hey, we're out of wine. And she's, you know, they've already asked Jesus. And she looked at the people who had asked him to do it and said, whatever he says, do, you do it.
Right.
She knew. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, she might not have stood up on the street corner and said, my boy is the Son of God.
Right.
But she knew there was something about Jesus
that
God kept manifesting himself through. And she said, whatever he tells you to do. And you know what's interesting about that? Is that whatever the angel told her to do, both she and Joseph did it. So they're passing on the traits they've learned about God in their own life.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So I did find this.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is after Jesus is born. And the angels went to the shepherds, which we're going to cover in another week. But it's interesting that he chose to send angels to the shepherds and not to kings and princes. And it says here, and suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Verse 15, so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which they were told by the shepherds. Verse 19.
All right, now, listen, there's a big word she's about to read, and it's the word but. Mm-hmm. All right. So everyone else marveled. Woo! Listen
but
to what Mary.
Mary
did.
Kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
See, she thought on
this. This is just
things.
Soon after he was born, pondered these things. You know, we said before that she had to know that there was going to be a different kind of life for her and Joseph when the angel came to her and said that you're going to have the Son of God.
Yeah. In Matthew,
she had to know that.
In Matthew 1, when Gabriel shows up and tells her that, and she says, well, how can this be? I've never been with a man. And he says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. When Gabriel leaves her presence, the Bible says, and she thought on these things. Mm-hmm. See, Mary was a very thoughtful person. Mm-hmm. She didn't just, you know, get blown away. She pondered on these things, searching for wisdom and searching for the meaning. And listen to me. Some of us need to do more pondering than we do talking.
Right.
We need to ponder what we're hearing from God instead of going out wanting to tell everybody we've got a fresh revelation. And let's figure out what it is God is doing. What's he trying to tell us? Because she had it. She thought on these things And when she said, whatever he says, do you do it?
Right.
It's because she had figured out that the Lord was with her.
You know, in Colossians 4, it talks about praying, continually praying earnestly, sober-minded and thankful. Yeah. And I think we need to be reflective. We need to be pondering during our prayer time, because that's when the Lord's going to speak to us so many times, is during our prayer time.
All right. Well, we need to wrap this thing up. So let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person watching. I pray today will be a great day. And Lord, let us ponder the things that we're learning, the things you're speaking to us, so that, Father, wisdom can be added to our lives. Godly wisdom concerning you and your character. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow right down there so your family and friends can get connected to PM in the AM. Mike Campbell Ministries, we come on every Monday through Friday to bring you a word of encouragement. Check out MikeCampbellMinistries.com, and we're on your favorite podcast channel, so you can check out what we're doing there. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now.
All right. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as we wrap this up on PM in the AM. God bless and have a good day.
God bless.